ABC Radio Australia.
The Pacific has long been on the front line of two major global crises, obesity and climate change. And now a new international report suggests that the two problems could be interrelated. So it recommends a radical rethink of global food systems. And as Priyanka Srinivasan reports, it suggests turning to indigenous approaches on food and health in order to tackle excess eating and greenhouse gas emissions.
It's an unfortunate double distinction. The Pacific has some of the highest rates of obesity in the world, with more than half of the population overweight in most countries in the region, while the island nations are also acutely at risk from the threat of climate change and rising sea levels. Taken together, these problems impose a significant burden on Pacific nations. Their governments spend millions of dollars each year on obesity-related healthcare and climate change resilience projects. But could these two problems be linked? That's what the findings of a report from the Lancet Obesity Commission are suggesting.
This commission is linking obesity, undernutrition, and climate change, and highlights that it cannot be solved by focusing on the individual alone.
It's part of what the Lancet Obesity Commission is calling a global syndemic, a cluster of interrelated problems that each influence the other. And it's saying the syndemic of obesity and climate change could share a common cause.
Well, what this report identifies is that at the core, both of those problems are driven by overconsumption.
Associate Professor Gary Sachs is from the Global Obesity Centre at Deakin University in Australia. He was one of the authors who contributed to the Lancet report.
So the way our economic system is set up is that companies are driven to increase selling our stuff and increasing their profits. And what that has led to is, on the one hand, obesity, where we're encouraged to eat more food than we should. And on the other hand, emissions are obviously much higher than they should, and that's led to climate change.
Pacific countries could provide a good example of this global economic system at work. The Lancet report suggests that international imports of cheap, fatty foods to the Pacific Islands has altered traditional cuisines to the detriment of local health and the environment. As part of its recommendations, the Lancet Commission suggests making use of indigenous and traditional knowledge.
Kia ora, my name is Dr. Ihirangi Heke. I'm from Aotearoa, New Zealand, and my tribal connections are to Waikato Tainui.
Dr. Heke also contributed to the Lancet report, and he believes that indigenous approaches could hold solutions to combating obesity and mitigating the effects of climate change.
For Maori, and indeed probably the same for a number of indigenous groups, health doesn't tend to be about people. Health may have nothing to do with humans in some ways, actually, for indigenous groups, in that often we look to the system of our environment and the causal links from that system to ourselves. And if you look at some of the suggestions within the Lancet Commission about obesity as a syndemic that's connected to a number of systems, Māori have had a similar process for centuries. We call that whakapapa, which means to understand our link as humans to a mountain or to a river from our area.
The Lancet Obesity Commission has also called for the end of subsidies for agriculture and fossil fuel industries, and it's backing government interventions to tax unhealthy foods and beverages, with Vanuatu and Kiribati, two of the Pacific countries that have already introduced taxes on sugary drinks.